6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. We're in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So nice to have you here. We're off in La La Land once again. Yes, no, put your Damitol away. We don't need to be taking that now. I know this last hour was just jam-packed with callers. We appreciate all of you and your input. And yes, while times, they are a-changing, and there are some things that are very disruptive in our life, we thought we would bring you a little healing with music. I'm a musician. Mark Romero is a musician. He's got a YouTube channel, youtube.com/Mark Romero Music. And he basically puts together music that will change your life, high vibration healing music. We're going to get into some conversation with him. The phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you have any input, do you use music to relax? I will tell you that I did back in 1981. That was a very important part of my life because even though, like I said, I won those national and state news awards, I also was traumatized by the Hyatt collapse, and I was taught to hypnotize myself. And you may think that that's pure folly, but I'll tell you something. Music had everything to do with the healing process, folks. That's why I'm glad we have Mark Romero on the show. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm glad. And so now you started doing this. You got inspired at one point in time in your life to start designing music to activate the soul vibration or your inner guidance system, right? When did that happen?
You know, it's like I would love to say that it was my master plan, that I orchestrated this from a state of pure genius, but it just kind of unfolded on its own. So we're probably going back somewhere between 15 and 20 years ago when I got connected to a former top consultant from NASA who got a hold of my CD, just randomly, you know, unfolding experiences, and discovered frequencies in the music that actually tune and harmonize listeners' energy fields. It wasn't something I didn't know anything about quantum physics or, you know, consciousness or how music could impact things or tune the body's energy fields or even that the body had an energy field back then. And ultimately, it was a huge awakening experience for myself to really get a different understanding and perspective of who we are. You know, we're so much more than who we see in the mirror. And this kind of started me off on this journey to utilizing music as a tool to help people to heal their lives, expand their awareness, and ultimately to help them manifest and orchestrate the life of their dreams.
Well, see, now you didn't have, from what you're just telling me, Mark, you didn't have one of those disrupting life events like I went through where I had to take hypnotherapy. As did a lot of the EMT and firefighters that worked on the scene. And I mean, I can understand how people could be affected by this. I mean, this is the stuff that you're doing right now that actually makes a difference in those people's lives. Is that that's pretty much your target audience, right?
Well, yes, it is. And I did kind of, in my own sense, did have a disrupting event. And it was really, you know, I think with many of us, we get presented with a model of how we're supposed to live our lives. You know, go to school, get out of school, get a job, work your way up the ladder, make more money, be happy, content, fulfilled. And I had done all that, and I was anything but happy, anything but content, anything but fulfilled, and anything but healthy. And I came home one night, my lovely wife, Dr. Lara's in the lobby there or in the hallway, and she just said, you know what, I don't give a damn how much money you're making. I look in your eyes and you're dead. When are you going to have the courage to go for the dream? And for me, that was to get involved in personal development, help people to reveal the masterpiece within. Initially, I have to say that music wasn't part of that plan and agenda, but it definitely, you know, found its place as things progress and move once I took the leap of faith and walked away, literally, because I wasn't going to make it another 10 years. I was so stressed. I was so overwhelmed. I was just, life was not good. And ultimately had to leave to save my life. And it opened up a whole world of possibility of how something I looked at as a hobby for many, many years could actually help people to save their lives, heal their lives, and really help them to awaken to this infinite, amazing power that's within each and every one of us.
Well, I'm kind of curious because in order to be able to create this kind of stuff that you do, you had to be a musician to begin with. And how did you get your start? I started when I was 7 years old. When did you get your thing? Because I took piano lessons for 7 years with a conservatory teacher. What's your music background?
Well, I would love to say that I was inspired when my mom made me play clarinet when I was in grammar school or whatever, but I was actually traumatized and didn't like any instrument I had to blow into. And that if you blew into it too long, spit came out of the bottom. I was just like, no, I don't want to do this. And actually, it wasn't until I was 17, 18 years old, went to go see Pink Floyd The Wall in concert and was mesmerized by David Gilmour on top of the wall playing Comfortably Numb. And I went home the next day and proceeded to do the Chinese water torture on my dad. Dad, get me a guitar. Dad, get me a guitar. Dad, get me a guitar. And he did. And I picked it up and never put it down. So I started from there. And like I said, it wasn't part of my agenda to become a sound healer or a professional musician. I just played purely for my own satisfaction. I used to have the best concerts in the safety of my own bedroom at home. But it was interesting how all of that merged into what I'm doing today.
Yeah, I mean, it's all of a sudden he just opens his mouth and, hello, hello, is there anybody out there?
That's right.
It's just a little stick. So,
that's right.
You know, so when you're listening to stuff like this, see, now we're both dating ourselves, folks.
I know, right?
Understand that.
We are.
Understand that. You know, we go way back. And so I can tell, Mark, you've been, you know, at least if you've been exposed to Pink Floyd, we don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. I mean, that just chimes in with how my listeners are thinking these days, which is another reason why we had you on the show. Because,
absolutely.
I mean, with the news the way it is these days, people, and this is something that a lot of our listeners in this last hour I have been talking about is keeping your emotions in check. I think this is probably number one in a way to take you back into a place that you can be comfortable and you can think logically just merely by relaxing. If we don't take time to do this, we will end up like the two of us in our little traumatized past.
Yes.
We have to wake up. I mean, this is the thing. Part of this is building a greater sense of awareness, getting clarity. And so high vibration healing music, describe what that is.
Well, basically, and it's interesting that you bring up what's going on in the world and what's happening. It's like, you know, we live in a world that is filled with static and noise that is really kind of disrupting our connection to this field of energy that makes up everything in the universe. Whether you want to call that field God, source energy, you know, whatever you want to define it, whatever works for you and that you're comfortable with, please do so. But we want to enhance this connection. So Dr. Ronald Jones was the gentleman I got connected with. And basically what they were looking for, they were addressing a couple of different issues. First of all, one, we've put over 80,000 man-made chemicals in our air, food, and water. It literally have permeated every aspect of our lives. And those chemicals are disrupting our energy, putting us into a perpetual state of stress, compromising our health, our well-being, our mental functioning. So they were looking for things that could null and void those effects upon the body, upon the body's energy field. So that's how I got connected. I get invited to this lecture on quantum physics and consciousness and energy disruptors. Never heard of any of this stuff at the time. And I'm blown away how things we use every day are basically, like if we use music as a metaphor or an analogy, putting us out of tune. Well, I don't care how well I play the guitar. If that thing's not in tune, I'm not going to make beautiful music. And they were convinced energy disruption was the root cause of all the physical issues that people were dealing with, these huge exponential climbs in Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and all these different conditions that we hear so much about in our experience today. So what kind of evolved from there was I'm sitting in an office with this guy who had more letters after his last name than his last name. And he said, Mark, what do you think is the most powerful disruptor in the universe? I said, well, it's got to be like radiation or something like that. He said, no. He goes, it's our own limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. He said, that's what disconnects us. That's what disrupts our lives. all the old stories of not good enough, not deserving, I'm not powerful, I can't change the world around me. He said all those limit our expression and prevent us from showing up in the way of which we originally designed. So that's when I started using high vibration music that could lift people above these negative influences in the environment, but also help them to remove the limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that we all have to one degree or another. Let's face it, we all have them. We all had parents. We all grew up being influenced by the media and different outward sources and education systems that have limited us. And in order for us to move forward and expand and awaken, as you were talking about earlier, we need to let go of those old thoughts, those old beliefs, and rise above the static and noise in our modern day world so that we can get connected to our innate genius, so we can get connected to our internal guidance, which ultimately can tell us whether we're hearing something is complete lies or in alignment with truth. And so that's kind of what high vibration music does. It gives the ability to restore harmony to the body, the mind, the spirit, to tune the energy field and to align us with our magnificence and our unlimited potential.
And so how does this type of music compare to 432 hertz music?
Well, there's really a couple different things here. So now what's interesting is that I tuned to 432. Okay, there's definitely some wisdom in the space, you know, how music was changed in World War II, post-World War II, and the default tuning became 440, which, according to information and research that I've done out there, is disharmonious and actually puts people into a disharmonious state. 432 is in alignment with the universe, with pi, these different aspects. And so there's definitely an effect upon tuning to 432. Prior to that time and age, back in the old days when Mozart was doing his thing and it was all tuned to 432, there was no 440. That was just something that was actually changed a little bit later, you know, as a result of what came out post-World War II and stuff.
And people are taking piano lessons using A440 as their pitch.
Yeah, Mo, I think probably most musicians are.
Ah. You know, no wonder their music business is all screwed up.
Well, you know, and it's like who, you know, like you said, who questions? You know, and that's the thing that we're really beginning to open up to. And it's funny you were kind of alluding to the craziness of the world today. And here's Dr. Jones, who I was convinced was from another planet. He kind of looked like he was from another planet and sat down with me one day. We go out to lunch and, you know, I'm ready to talk, you know, energy or the music or whatever, and he starts hitting me up with these questions. Who do you think really runs the world? What do you think about the media and everything? Do you think you're getting told the truth and stuff? And I'm like, I'm looking at him, boy, Doc, you did some serious stuff back in the 60s. Man, you're out there. But now, of course, over since then, fast forwarding, what, almost 20 years, I'm like, oh, man, Doc was, he was ahead of the game, man. He was on to some stuff, and he realized that we needed to rise above all of this to be able to get connected to our innate unlimited intelligence.
That means you have to get past the fear step, right?
Well, fear is definitely a lower density, disharmonious state of being. You know, let's face it. And that's why we have to be very careful about what it is that we feed ourselves. You know, we can't, fear disconnects us. Fear puts us into a state of disharmony. Fear prevents us from accessing higher levels of insight, intuition, and our own inner genius. And so it's something that we need to learn how to move through and definitely eliminate our exposure to things that put us into that state. And, you know, going back to that conversation with Doc almost 20 years ago, he told me this. He said the media is manipulating us and putting us into a state of disharmony so that we create a disharmonious world. And at that point in time, I had no idea what he was talking about. I literally looked at him like he was nuts. But in learning since then about quantum physics, consciousness, energy, how things really work, I began to see, oh my gosh, that really is true. We want to stay out of that state. We want to rise above that frequency range, so to speak, almost like if we look at like radio dial and, you know, fears at 88.5. You can't operate from that level in that place. And that's why it's so important for us to rise above, you know, those negative effects, in our world around us, things that we're exposed to in our air, food, and water, and then, of course, what takes place between our own ears.
Well, and that we have learned, at least the majority of our listeners here on this show, because we're all truth seekers out here, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a situation where they have trust issues, and this is a very difficult thing in this day and age to walk in love. A lot of them are Christians. They believe in the Almighty, that there is a higher spiritual power. They practice spirituality more than they do religion. And I'm speaking for a majority of our listeners out there. And, you know, I mean, we have about a million person reach when it's all said and done. I mean, there's that many people that run across our program, our show, and when we reach out trying to transform people's lives and make the world a better place, we can't obviously do it through fear. We have to do it through logic, because there is obviously a lot of disinformation that's going on out there. People fell for the jab. Mm-hmm. They wanted to go out and they wanted to get the vaccine, believing it. That's exactly what it was when it wasn't. And now their whole body is being disrupted by
energy disruptor.
Well, it's not just that. It's nanotechnology. They're trying to transhumanize us. I'm just wondering how all of this high vibration healing music comes into play here as far as helping people cope with these kinds of medical adversities. I mean, is it possible?
Absolutely. So there's something that I picked up. I don't know where, how it actually came to my awareness, whether I was told or it just came into my awareness. Anything that is disharmonious can be made harmonious. So, for example, let's look at 5G. You know, 5G, there's a tremendous amount of information, negative information about the impact and how it ties into whatever's being injected into certain people's bodies. You know, there's certainly information around that. But I can tell you this, that 5G broadcasts can be made harmonious to actually transmit a harmonious frequency that tunes people's energy fields. Now, that's high gradient stuff, you know, and you might say, well, how can that happen? Well, it goes a little bit beyond the music. See, what Doc told me way back when, he said, you know, somehow, some way, you found a way to access this energy that can harmonize, and you're using music as a way to get it out into the world so that it can help harmonize other people's energy so they can rise above these negative influences. But whether it's our health, whether it's our relationships, whether it's the amount of prosperity we open to in our lives, whether it's our spiritual connection, however you define that for yourself, whether it's our level of joy, happiness, and fulfillment, anything that's disharmonious in that area can be made harmonious. There's just a couple things that need to be involved. First of all, your openness and your willingness to set the intention to make it so. So important, especially when you're dealing with limiting beliefs. And then this energetic state that gets created when people play the music, it's like it opens up this avenue or this way for them to reach inside themselves and let go of those old beliefs, those old stories, these things that aren't in alignment with the truth of who and what they are, and also to plant the seeds for what they truly want to open into. So whether that's more self-love, whether it's more compassion, whether it's more wisdom, or it's more insight to see what's going on in the world today and what's happening, I'm completely convinced that you can be in the world but not of it. In other words, you can be here in this space on the game board of planet Earth but not negatively influenced by it. And that's the thing that I work with my clients, is how they can step into that space and start to operate on a whole nother level.
And so the thing is, you are claiming that in less than 5 minutes, this high vibration healing music will instantly shift you into a greater sense of peace, clarity, and radiant bliss. This is almost like me putting myself in a trance to get out of that negative field you were talking about. And this is all done with music at 432?
Yes, but it's not the 432 that's the important. 432 is like frosting on the cake.
Sure.
Okay. The cake is the energy that's coming through the music. Because I tuned to 440 when this was all discovered by the scientists. I didn't know anything about 432 or 440 or 528 or any of these other frequencies. I didn't know anything about that. So they discovered these healing properties even with 440. Why? Because the energy that was coming through was making 440 harmonious. You can shift it. You can change it. And this is, I think, the biggest thing is we need to really wake up to our power and our ability. I am so convinced that the way that we're going to change the world and transform it is certainly not through political institutions, certainly not through educational institutions or banking institutions. These are all obsolete and beginning to fall apart. We're seeing it right in front of our eyes. But it's for each and every one of us to realize our own innate power and ability to shape and shift the world around us, and then to come collectively together to shape and shift a world that works, where people actually are open to different ideas and perspectives without trying to shut somebody down. You know, where people are actually open to having compassion and love for each other and realizing our own ability to change the world around us. We're not tied or dependent upon anything external from ourselves. It comes from within us. But the only way, once again, to use the guitar as an analogy, that thing's going to play beautiful music and accomplish this, is if the strings are in tune. It's like I told Einstein to move over. Dude, I got my own string theory. And that is this. When you harmonize your life, you become a powerful light for transformation and change in your own home, in your own body, in your own environment, in your workplace, in your community. And that, in turn, it's like a light in the dark room. You turn on a light in the dark room, where does the darkness go? It raises its frequency to match the frequency of the light.
Amazing analogy and how that works. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. We are coming up to the break. We're going to have Mark come back, and we're going to continue our conversation about your soul vibration. You know, it's amazing, too. One of the things I want to talk about when we come off the break is, you know, sometimes you look at, because you have a quote here, within you is a song, a beautiful piece of music that's yours and yours alone to express. You ever get in a situation where you hear a song and all of a sudden it takes you back to a place that you were in a long time ago? You hear something that says, hey, wait a minute, I was in this location when I heard that song the first time. I think that's kind of a reflection of where we're headed with this interview. We're going to continue this after the break. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're here on the Power Hour with Mark Romero, Dave Krieger. If you stay with us, be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
One minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. Yes, you are listening to the Power Hour with Dave Krieger. We have Mark Romero on the phone with us. He has a website called markromeromusic.com. And the topic is healing with music. And, of course, we open up the phone lines. Brian in Missouri, you're on the line with Mark Romero. What say you, sir?
Well, I just wanted to point out the reason it went to 440 is Rockefeller ran around trying to get everybody to tune everything to 440. They wouldn't. So he funded someone to open a company on percussion instruments and make them all 440. So then everyone had to go to 440. So that was Rockefeller. And the other thing I wanted to ask him is, you know, I do the Kundalini Yoga Chakra Dhyana twice a day. I've talked about it. And it's basically using vibration and going through your chakras. And I was just curious if he knew about it.
I am
Thanks
familiar.
For that. All right. Go ahead. Explain that. Go ahead. What'd you do, Mark?
You know, obviously the chakras are important centers within the body and above the body. That actually coordinate and conduct our whole physical expression and how it is that we operate. So when you work with energy and you bring it up and it's all about tuning and harmonizing and opening to higher levels of consciousness and awareness, and that is certainly a huge part of that. I think the thing where I kind of focus my area is in the aura or the, quote, biofield, as scientists like to call it, where there's a corresponding layer of light within that field that coordinates to each chakra within the system. So I'm primarily interested in tuning that particular aspect. It's like when the music plays in the space, it tunes that field. That field gets disrupted by things in our environment, by our own limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions and things that we've been programmed with. So anything that we can do, and certainly anything that resonates with you and that feels right and true to help optimize your energy is so important and so essential. I have done some Kundalini yoga classes in the past with breathing processes and stuff. Very, very, very powerful work.
So does that answer your question there, Brian?
Yeah, thank you. The reason I do what I do is the fact that I use it more for downloading information, and you're familiar then with the seven chakras. They go red, orange, yellow, green, blue. They correspond to when you look at a rainbow. When you see a rainbow, you're actually looking at Gaia, planet Earth's chakras. But when you get beyond the the crown chakra, then you've got three chakras above that are beyond the matrix, and they're like brass colored, then kind of a bronze colored, and then silver. And there's a technique to access those and bring the information down. And you know, I talked about like Rabbi Shabbat and Zivi and all this kind of stuff, the information I brought down that you don't find anywhere else. So I use it more for information to access those higher chakras.
Well, that sounds awesome. That sounds like the clarity stuff you were talking about, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, we are super biological wireless computers. We're plugged into the ultimate super internet. All of the information that exists in the universe is within that ultimate super internet. We have to decode that information, and I love what he's sharing because it is, in essence, you have to tune your field, you have to tune your energy before you can connect in and really download the information that's available. It's available to all of us, you know, and that's the thing, you know, and the mind, the operating system software of the super biological computer basically decodes vibrational information like on our computers, ones and zeros. Where's the internet? Well, the internet's out there somewhere, but ultimately the CPU or the mind, the programs, the belief structures that are programmed within it decode the information and put it up on the screen for us to experience. If you want to change what's showing up in your life, you have to eliminate the old programs and download new programs that are more in alignment with the truth of who and what you are, that come from a space of love, compassion, and higher level awareness.
So this is the and Brian, we appreciate your call. Thanks so much for plugging us in that you download, you do what you do for information purposes. I think a lot of us do that. We don't actually look for it. When I'm putting myself into a trance-like state using self-hypnosis, I literally can take a 20-minute cat nap and wake up feeling totally relaxed and ready to get back at it like I've just had 8 hours of sleep. Do you notice that when you use this music?
It's definitely been an experience of mine, and I've had other people have shared that experience too, of how ultimately how relaxed and calm and how they're able to let go of stress and improve their quality of sleep just by simply playing the music in the space.
Well, speaking of music in space, you have your classical guitar with nylon strings tuned up and ready to go. I thought that we would enlighten our listeners and make their lives a little bit more meaningful today by having you play the tunes.
Love it.
Good. All right, let's
love it. In
here.
Fact, I want to kind of make a little process out of it.
All right,
and that is like, how do we begin the journey? How do we step into healing our lives and expanding our awareness and manifesting our lives at work, but also a world that works? And that is that we set the intention to do so. We open up to our power and our ability. So I want to play what I call a musical mantra. And these are pieces of music that were composed with an intention in mind that I've been, you know, sharing with my clients for years and years to help them to shift and break through things. Everybody starts with opening and the intention. So regardless of where you are at on your journey, just set the intention to open up to another level of your genius, another level of your intuition, another level of your inner guidance, another level of your insight, whatever it is for you, whatever resonates, set that intention, and I invite you to breathe in the notes. Just breathe them into your heart space. And I'll throw in a couple little prompts as we go through the piece, but it's as simple as that. So just take some nice deep breaths. Breathing in the notes. Yourself to the masterpiece that's within. So just take some deep inhales and just gently begin to bring yourself back to this time and space, back to this moment. Did we lose Dave?
No, Dave's still here.
Is he coming back? Come back, Dave. Come back.
Dave is still here. No, I'm just noticing your method, your chord base and everything else that you were working with, because I noticed you started out in a minor key and then shifted in different directions with that. And this is the thing. A lot of today's music, and I look back at happy music in the 80s, and this is where I go back to the time when you're driving along, and I remember driving in the car with my mom. I was probably about 9 years old, and I heard the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations playing on the radio. Mm-hmm. And we were driving down Transit Road in Buffalo, New York. And every time I hear the song, I picture myself in the car with my mother driving. You ever revisit places like that when you listen to music?
Because absolutely.
That was all 60s music. A lot of 70s music and 80s music was very much in major keys. They weren't a lot of minor keys. I didn't notice a lot of, you know, the He Done Me Wrong songs usually are written in minor keys. And I just use that to reflect on. When you were creating your music, did you have that kind of an issue going on where you reflected back on places you've been when you were designing this music?
No, not so much. Not for places where I've been. It was almost like, well, okay, so I mentioned earlier, I'll give you a little bit of background how it came to be, was that I mentioned having this meeting, sit down with Doc, and he said, what's the most powerful disruptor in the universe? Our own limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. So from that conversation, I was doing coaching and mentoring work at the time, and I got this idea, you know what, I'm going to play music for my clients with different, like, intentions behind it. So I had a young lady came to me, a very common issue, you know, 10 years, I've attracted nothing but disharmonious relationships. No matter what I do, I can't change it, and I'm pissed off and I'm tired of it, which I understandable, right? Mm-hmm. And so upon diving in, I could hear that she was holding on to resentment. So we did a little investigating, you know, who are you resentful against? What ends up that she was resentful against her father? And I said, listen, I said, are you open to forgiving your dad? And she said, yes, I am. I said, I'm going to play a piece of music on forgiveness with the intention of forgiveness. So out comes a piece of music I had never played before. It's almost like the guitar played me. I recorded it, sent it to her. She called me up 3 days later. Mark, you are not going to believe this. I said, what's up? My dad called me today. Okay, well, so what happened? He said, 10 years is way too long to have unresolved stuff between us. Are you open to sitting down and talking about forgiveness and reconciliation? She goes, you don't understand. My dad's like macho man guy. He would never do anything like that. I said, the biggest thing that we need to learn is that the outward world is always a projection of what's going on within our own selves. You opened up and set the intention of forgiveness. Very important step, right? You played this music that was about forgiveness, that was embodying the energy and the frequency of forgiveness. Lo and behold, what shows up? An opportunity for her to forgive what absolutely needed to be forgiven before she was ever going to be able to create a harmonious relationship. Basically, she was creating relationships with her dad over the 10-year period in attempt to reconcile them. And that's part of the uniqueness and the craziness of this amazing system / world that we live in. And ultimately what opened up after doing this work and her going and sitting down with her dad or reconciling some things, guess what she created? The relationship that she always wanted. And that is the power of music. So these pieces, like when I share them, they're all one time. They're not rehearsed. Some of them come out major keys, some of them come out minor keys, some of them come out Phrygian keys. They're all over the place. And then some of them will change and be a combination of both. I just set the intention, take a couple of deep breaths, a key will pop up in my head to start with, and from there it just unfolds.
Well, that's kind of like word of knowledge and word of wisdom and things that operate in the Christian manifestations in that realm. And see, a lot of people would look at this in the world and say, well, this is nothing but New Age. You know, this is like Enya. And I'm like, no, it doesn't always work like that, because God gave us free will and provided us with music. I mean, it talks in the Psalms and the Bible about music and how powerful it is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things that, you know, a lot of people have a hard time letting go of the past. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you were feeling when that woman called you and said, I'm having issues with my father. This reminds me of this author of books, Carolyn Meese. Have you ever heard of her?
Mm-hmm. I have.
All right. And see, my wife is so big into Carolyn Meese. And when I look into the stuff that she does, and she's talking about your relationship with parents, and people are always blaming their parents for stuff. And it's like, look, you got to grow up and let go of that. And
yes.
See, and you get that vibe when people call you and say, look, I'm having issues with my past. The thing is, I've always told my mother, I remember the time that she was walking, and this is my adopted mom.
Okay.
And we're walking down the street at a shopping mall, outdoor mall, and she's sitting there giving me a rasher of stuff and yelling at me, and all of a sudden, bam, she walks right into a concrete pillar. And I said, Mom, you know, her glasses fell off, and she kind of like lost her balance, and people were, you know, grabbing her, trying to, you know, hold on. And I said, Mom, if you're always looking backward, you were looking backward at me, and you weren't paying attention to where you were walking.
Mm.
Where you're walking is your future, and you just ran into a concrete post because you're paying too much attention to what's going on behind you instead of what's going on in front of you.
Yes.
And you know, she thought, you know, you 9-year old little, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Couple
and,
colorful
and I'm
metaphors
like,
there.
But mom, I'm trying to tell you, you're looking behind you. You can't focus on what's ahead if you're always looking behind you.
That's right. Very true. And
go ahead. That's what
it's
all
like,
about.
Where do our lives exist? They're right here, right now, in the present moment. They are not in the past. They are not in the future. They're right here, right now. And this is where we access our power. This is where we set new intentions. This is where we can change our mind. This is where we can change our perspective. This is where we download information. It's all right here, right now. You know, I've shared this before with some previous clients. I say, you know, we've come here to play the most amazing game, the cosmic game of hide and seek. You come in here with all of your power, all of your awesomeness, all of your wisdom, all of your everything. You're born and you promptly forget every single bit of it. And then you have these things called parental units that instill their own limiting beliefs upon you and further hide you from this awesomeness that you are. And then let's send Johnny off to school where he learns all these limiting perspectives of life and Newtonian physics and everything and the way that the world is. And let's plug him into the media, you know, and CNN and all these different things. And there, get your dose of reality and form your belief structures that have completely hid who you really are. And then there comes a point in your life when you realize, wait a second, there's something more to life than I'm missing. And we begin to peel back the pieces that reveal this already extraordinary being that's within each and every one of us. It's like when Michelangelo was asked, how did you carve David? He said, I didn't carve David. I just removed the pieces that were hiding David within the block of marble. And that is the process that we're all going through right now, is we're removing a lot of pieces and realizing, oh, wait a second, I'm not this helpless individual. I have the power and the ability to change my life. You know, I have the power and ability to make a difference in the world. I have the power and ability to come together with others to create a world that works. And that's what we're in the process of awakening to. And unfortunately, I would love to say that humanity is just takes on change easily and effortlessly. But sometimes we need to have the foundations of which we have built our life upon get shaken so that we can begin to start asking the important questions. What if there's another way? What if this is not true? What if there's something else for me to open up to? And I really believe that's where this last 2 years plus with everything that's going on right now is just bringing to the surface all these old thoughts, all these old beliefs, all these old emotions that we've all stored within us to one degree or another that need to be let go of so that we can continue to expand our consciousness, raise our vibration, ascend, however you want to define it and call it, and move into the next level of our expansion and growth.
Well, and the thing is, in our last hour, Mark, we had a lot of listeners call up and talking about emotions. And this is what's driving us. We hear news, we process it, we have trust issues involving the news, because half of that news is disinformation, and this is that disunity that you were talking about earlier in the show before you played your little excerpt here. And the thing that people want to know how they can get plugged in, and the thing is plugging into self, I think, before you can plug into the community, you've got to heal yourself.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you can't heal other people. And I've always said, take the speck out of your own eye. That's a biblical principle. Before you take it out of your brother, the eye of your brother. And the thing is that if we can do this and tune in and get our energies refined, I think it will open up and give us a clarity that we need to focus on healing others or the community and zeroing in on our thought processes and getting clarity so that we can actually function as logical, rational human beings in the real world, rather than sit here and subscribe to the world of all these great reset people that are trying to change us into something that God did not intend for us to be. What's your take on all that?
Well, it's absolutely true. There are really over the years and the unfolding, and you know, I'd like to say that I had the whole complete picture of how to work with the music and with what I was doing, but it was something that unfolded. And I realized that step one has to be healing. You have to heal your life. You have to get over, you have to transcend your challenges and the obstacles that you're experiencing in your life. And you have to, and a lot of that means you got to go back in and forgive, let go of resentments, let go of old belief structures, release and dissipate all that non-supportive, lower density energy that hides you from who you really are. And then the next step is about awakening. It's about awakening, expanding your consciousness and your awareness to begin to start perceiving life in a different way. You're not running it through the filter of your old beliefs. And that was part of the beautiful thing about music. You were talking about music. Music has the ability to transcend all that stuff, all that critical thinking, number crunching that takes place within our heads every day. It transcends all that. I could play an instrumental piece. It could be understood in any country, no matter what language they speak. That's the beauty and the power of music. And so we have to expand our awareness and realize that we're something more than what we have been told. And then once we have healed, once we have become aware, then we can begin to start orchestrating, shaping and shifting matter and energy. We're the composer of our lives. What are you going to compose? And when you learn how to change things in your own experience, in your own life, then there comes this point where you can begin to start shining your light brighter, start positively impacting people in a different way. And if you get connected to others who are in that level of awareness, who have done the internal work, worked on themselves, expanded their awareness, then maybe you can come together and pray, visualize, whatever you want to call it, a world that works. A world that works. And see, when there's so much division that's sowed within the world today, that's the big key. If there's no division, what would happen for us? Amazing things could shift and break through. So, you know, we're in the midst of it, but we all have our own inner responsibility to heal our lives, expand our own awareness, and then learn how to begin to manifest, orchestrate, create our life in a whole different way.
Okay, and with that, now you have free music and a companion book, which we are going to make available to our listeners here on the Power Hour because we're all about solutions. And describe, when you go to markromeromusic.com/gift, describe what they're going to, what you reveal in there.
So there's it's one of my most favorite pieces of music, and it's entitled The Journey. And it's really a piece of music to support you on your journey through life. Sometimes we get stressed out. Sometimes we get upset. Sometimes we get caught up in fear. Sometimes we get caught up in worrying about what might happen the day after tomorrow. Well, this is a great time to push play, breathe in the notes of The Journey to help you to release that stress, to help you to let go of your anxiety. So it's really just a powerful tuning piece to begin to start tuning your energy so that you can find some peace. And it comes with a wonderful little PDF support book to help you to just become observant of yourself, So it's just a beautiful little tool, resource, and opportunity to tip your put the tip of your toes into the water, so to speak, and begin to experience what music and tuning your energetic field and tuning your energy and restoring harmony to your body, mind, and spirit can do for you.
And I just noticed, too, that in this video that you have that you can watch there on that link that we're going to provide you here with your email blast, that you're using waterfalls. Do you use sound effects a lot when you do this?
You know, I'm starting to get into more sound effects. And it's interesting because I did a call the other day and the conversation of rain came up. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a piece and add rain in the background, you know, as a cool, like, sound background to build upon. And so it's something that's beginning to emerge now. I've been working with some more effects and swells and different things in conjunction with the guitar, which really kind of opened up to some unique things. But yeah, I thought I love that whole idea of the water and the waterfall and the stream and how we're all kind of tied into the river of life, going through our life experience, our journey. And so that's why that visual is kind of tied into that.
Well, it all worked for me in the past. I know it'll work for you. Folks, take advantage of it. It'll be there. We're out of time for the segment. Mark Romero, thanks so much for joining us, bringing us a little peace and sanity in a crazy world. We appreciate you. God bless you. And all of a sudden, you know, we're out of time. And Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.